We're going to be talking with a couple of seniors here. Well, the only seniors on the team right now here with Jeffrey Nix joining us here starting off here. And thanks again for joining me here. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. We had a big second-place finish there at the regional at Ulysses on Friday. Kind of a long day, but you made it through there. And how did you feel like your wrestling was there?
Felt my wrestling was pretty good. And then my finals match, I just got out of position and got stuck. But other than that, I felt like I was wrestling pretty good.
Yeah, and you know what? You've had a lot of confidence here. Do you feel like it kind of changed for you maybe during that Lexington tournament?
Yeah, I feel like it did because I felt like I was wrestling better competition, and I felt like I had to pick up my pace, work on my offense a lot more. And then next week was GWAG, and I felt like that was a tournament I really improved on.
Yeah, and then you won the district there, and I understand that was your first varsity tournament victory, your first tournament win
yep.
in high school?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't realize that till afterwards, but you still got that bracket hanging pretty good there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's been pretty awesome here. I know second place finish here, and now you find yourselves in sub-state here this weekend. What are some things maybe that you're looking to improve upon to take that next step for the next weekend?
I did not get out of position so easily on my feet, and then work on getting out of bottom referee position. Oh my gosh!
Well, you've had a really good season here, and it's been fun to watch you. And you went down to weight class, and was that a little bit of a bigger adjustment than maybe you anticipated early on in the year?
Maybe like the first week of Hoxie, like that Thursday practice, and I weighed. I was like 85, and I was like, oh, this sucks. And then after Christmas, I kept losing it. It was under practice, coming in under before practice every day. So after that, it got pretty easy.
Well, yeah, that's not a bad deal, but it's definitely paid off here. What do you know about? I know, you've seen the other three in the regional last week, but what do you know about maybe some of the other kids that you could potentially meet up with?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to have to go out there and wrestle my hardest.
Well, you've made it this far. It's been a great run. Hopefully, you're able to continue it. And congratulations here, and good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Jeffrey Nix joining us here, and he'll hand the microphone over here to another senior, Gabe Bowers. And, well, Gabe, first and foremost, we'll have more on this later on here this evening on our website. But congratulations. You officially signing with Friends University. You're going to be a Falcon now. How does that feel?
Yes, sir. It feels pretty good, actually. Just another thing I can get off my mind and focus a little bit more.
Absolutely here. And I know it's been kind of a tough you've had good runs there and in the finals last couple of weeks here. And I know what are some things as you kind of replay that have kind of set you back a little bit?
I'm just in my head a lot. I've beat the guy before. I beat him in week one. I pinned him in the second. And now, since league, I've just been in my head a lot, and I think that's my battle that I'm fighting right now.
All right. Do you feel like maybe this is the weekend to kind of get that out of your system?
I hope so.
All right. I know you've had a lot of success here this year, but what are some of the biggest things that you've maybe taken away from what you've been able to do this year?
I'm really good with my underhook and snapping their head under and flipping with them with a snow cone. That's been my favorite thing all year. I've started to work in a little bit of a shot. It's there. It's not great, but it's something. And then when I get them down on bottom and I get them all flattened out, I've actually worked in a hammerlock a lot more this year to push them on over.
All right. See, I think it's going to be quite a good challenge here this weekend. I know it's one that you're probably looking forward to here this weekend.
Yeah, I've got the Abilene kid that I didn't get to wrestle when we were at the Abilene tournament because he hurt his foot or something. He was walking around with a boot on, so I was assuming that he hurt his ankle or something earlier in the season. And I'm actually really excited to wrestle him. He looks pretty good. He's got a lot of size to him. And then I'll see Hunter Scott from Mulvane again in the semis, who I actually beat last year for my fifth and sixth place match at state. And that's going to be a good match, too. And then, of course, in the finals, it'll be Declan again.
Yeah, you got to win those first two, right?
You're
going to win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the confidence, though, but that's believing yourself there and how far you've come along here. And hard to believe you're down the last couple weekends, right?
Yeah, I'm down to three more morning runs.
Yes. I mean, you're going to miss those morning runs, aren't you?
No.
I mean, they're good for you. They're character
builders. I'll miss the practices with all my teammates, but not the morning runs.
All right. It is senior Gabe Bowers joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck coming up here.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, Gabe Bowers joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Now we talk to you over here with Coach Aaron Dirk. Scott City, third place finish. They sent to 9 through the regional round, and I know it was a tough. It was kind of a long afternoon, got down late, but I think in the end you have to be pretty happy about getting 9 kids through to the sub-state.
Yeah, I'm just still caught off guard that Gabe doesn't like morning runs. that was something I wasn't expecting. But, yeah, the team did well. You know, we haven't taken 9 to the state tournament since I think it was like 2009 or 7, somewhere in there. And, you know, something I'm pretty proud of because I don't think that, you know, a lot of people – you know, gave us a chance to do something like that at the beginning of the year, and that's just testament to these guys' hard work and coachability and, you know, buy-in. I told them before the first round that we're going to be, you know, we may not necessarily be the most talented guys, but we are going to come at you, and we're going to be more physical, and we're going to want it more, and that, you know, is going to pay some pretty big dividends.
I've seen this team seems a little different in a good way. I think it kind of started after that Lexington tournament, maybe after that first round. At Lexington, and it seems like this is a team that's been very focused here on the next match and so forth.
Yeah, well, it starts with believing in yourself, you know, and if you don't win the battle in your head before the match starts, it's really hard to win it on the mat. And so, you know, I feel like these guys are mentally tough, and I feel like that they do believe that they can do, you know, big things. And, you know, they went out there and they've given me, you know, a lot of effort. So, I mean, that's really where it is. And, you know, there's no magic bullet or anything like that, you know, that they've figured out. You know, we've figured out some small things here and there with some kids, but for the most part, I really just think it's a mindset.
Well, you've had 3 second-place finishes. We've talked to a couple of those here with Jeffrey there at 182 and then Gabe at 285. And then you also had Lance Miller, who's really come a long ways from the beginning of the year to now. He finished second, and it was a close match against a very veteran kid from Mandale. And that was a tough out last year as well in wrestling. And then you got quite a few third and a couple of fourth-place finishers. But I think you have some of those that, you know, got into getting the third and fourth still pretty good what you saw with them.
Yeah, you know, Lance is, yeah, second place at regionals, you know, from really a first-year varsity kid. You know, he's in basically a tied match with the number 2-ranked kid in the state. Of course, he did inform me that rankings don't matter after the match, and I told him he was right. But, you know, he's in a tied match with a kid like that from Andale, and, you know, it's been fun to watch his progression and, you know, watch him do some really unique things. He wrestles different than a lot of people, so he does give people kind of a different look, and, you know, that's kind of one of the things that makes him good.
Yeah, and you had third place there from Zach Robaugh. I know he had a tough semifinal match it was, and then you had Colin McDaniel come around, and, you know, he had wrestled a pretty good kid from Nickerson for third and fourth, and they both come out on top of those. Those are good signs to see, considering probably your seeding coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, and, you know, this side of the state's tough, you know, and you know, I was looking at the rankings that don't matter, and, you know, we got 5 weight classes, I think, with at least the top 4, or
wow.
4, not top 4, but at least 4 of the top 6 in there, and, you know, so we're gonna have to surprise some people, but, you know, again, we've kind of been doing that all year, and I think that I think that we're in a good position right here, you know, to be overlooked and to come in and win those close matches.
Well, you take your 9 there on Saturday to McPherson. I know you're going to leave a little early there Friday and kind of get the team settled down a little bit there. And this is going to be quite an atmosphere there at McPherson on Saturday. And it is kind of like the first day of the mini tournament.
Yeah, I mean, this is the state tournament. It's just divided over 2 weekends. You know, and the only difference is you got to – I guess you always have to make it to the second day, so I don't know if there is a difference. But, yeah, 2 different weekends, you know, just, again, I've been saying it all year, longer time to stay focused and, you know, just be ready to, you know, give that best version of yourself. But I really think that, you know, for we're a young team. You know, we got two seniors. You heard from them, and but everybody else is younger, or maybe not as experienced. And you know, we've wrestled these consistent 8-man brackets. You know, and a lot of things have been the same. So you know, I don't see the stage getting too big for these guys because it's really just another weekend, and we've been doing it all year. So you know, I think that's a good thing for us.
Is it? I mean, I guess that kind of leads into the next question. Has that definitely prepared you for these moments here for the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's something that the kids are pretty used to. So, you know, for a young team, you don't have a team with a ton of experience, you know, maybe like we had last year. You know, those guys last year, there wasn't a lot that was going to shake them, you know. But when you got a lot of freshmen and sophomores on your team, you know, I think familiarity is probably a good thing. And you know, we've been really doing kind of the same thing for a while now, so.
All right, should be a fun weekend here, Saturday there in McPherson. Starts at noon, so hopefully you don't see the getting home at 2 or 3 in the morning like some of those experienced last week.
Yeah, that was fun.
But, yeah.
I don't think we'll have that problem. I think Keisha made a few adjustments, so we won't be getting home at 1:30 in the morning again.
Yeah, good deal. Thanks again, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys coming up here Saturday.
All right, appreciate it, Adam.